UNC leads the all-time series with the Hurricanes 12-10 and have won the last two games. Both are particularly memorable for Carolina fans. The first was the home opener in Mack Brown's first season, which ended on a Miami missed field goal in the final minute. The second was a 62-26 thrashing of the Hurricanes, which punched Carolina's ticket to the Orange Bowl. But all those games are in the past, and this season's Tar Heels are coming off a more disappointing result than either of the first two teams dealt with. Head coach Mack Brown said while the team's 3-3 record isn't necessarily out of the ordinary, the preseason hype makes it feel much worse.
Last year we were 4-2 at this time. First year we were 3-3, so it's not that much different, really. But the expectations were. And that makes us all feel differently about it than we should. And really and truly, we're still in a process of building that culture and learning how to handle adversity and having leadership within the team, because leadership changes every year. And we've just got to keep getting better.
Brown has repeatedly said this week's game is more about the Tar Heels than the Hurricanes. But he still noted the Miami offense is loaded with playmakers, even with freshman backup quarterback Tyler Van Dyke playing Saturday to replace the injured De'Eric King. Brown said he believes Van Dyke, who has played in Miami's last two games, is still dangerous.
He came in and played really well. He's big. He's a pro-style quarterback. He's very, very accurate, but he can run for a big guy, too. And he did a lot of good things. Also, they've got two NFL receivers. And you start looking at Rambo, who transferred in from Oklahoma, and Harley, number three, who we've played against for the previous 2 years. And they return four of their five offensive linemen.
Rambo, Harley, and others will challenge a Carolina defense which was embarrassed by Florida State last weekend. Sophomore cornerback Tony Grimes said he thinks the defense is still coming together as a unit, but knows the potential is there for much more.
We, as a core, you know, as a defense, we're learning and we're growing. This week, we're working on our communication. That's the one thing we lacked last game, which that can't happen again, especially if we want to be the best, you know, defense in the country. So we gotta start off right. So these next couple of games, we're going to get right.
Grimes is one of a number of young players on the Carolina defense. After last weekend, many Tar Heel fans were clamoring for more freshmen and sophomores to enter the game, particularly linebacker Ra-Ra Dilworth and defensive lineman Javari Ritzy. Defensive coordinator Jay Bateman said while he would love to play every player, subbing in one means taking out another.
Yeah, we're trying to find roles for those guys and play them. And not just those two, other good young guys too, you know. So, you know, the other thing with Ritzy is like when Ritzy goes in, you know, that means Kamen Rucker comes out or that means Miles Murphy comes out. Right, so it's not like we're, you know, it's not like Ross Martin and I are playing four techniques and we're rotating in with those guys, right? So, yeah, I think they're playing the right amount right now, and I think they're getting better, and they're going to be really good players.
With so much young talent on both sides of the ball, the future will likely usher in happier days for UNC football. But for now, Carolina is still coming off a bad loss and still facing a dangerous opponent. And the Hurricanes would love to exact revenge on the Tar Heels after last season's blowout. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.